Mayor Jack Thomas is getting impatient and isn't pleased that the Park City Mountain Resort and Vail Resorts haven't come to an agreement about how they can get the resort open this winter. As we've reported, the mayor on Monday issued a statement following Talisker's filing last week that it would not oppose the resort's request to stay the eviction. Mayor Thomas says he's looking for the resorts to figure out what they're going to do, even if that means they leave some cards on the table.
We think the letter from Talisker really is half a solution for half of the mountain. And, you know, we'd rather see them engage in a process that really got to the bottom deal and got to the answer of opening the resort this year.
While his criticism may be a bit premature, given the parties are still involved in court-ordered mediation until August 15th, he's a bit nervous that it needs to be settled soon or risk losing the upcoming winter season.
All signs appear that the opposite of what the court was expecting when they ordered the mediation. In other words, the litigation alone is not going to resolve the broader issues of the stalemate. You know, after the litigation, they still have to figure out how to put two parts together to make a whole.
City Manager Diane Foster says they feel like the feuding businesses are making empty promises about their commitments to the community.
It's kind of like this really cool present that you get with a really nice wrapping, and then you open it up and there's a piece of coal, right? I mean, so the announcement that Vail made on Monday, well, the city appreciates the sentiment of not objecting to the stay and allowing the resort to be open this year. The second part of their statement was very specific about they wanted the bond to include, and it kind of was a pile-on, right? Treble damages for this year, treble damages for next year, lease payments for the prior 2 years based on fair market value, plus interest, plus attorney's fees. And that's where we look at it and say, you know, these parties have to agree on the bond amount. And one of the important reasons that the mayor came on the radio today was specifically that we don't want the community to misread what was being said. It is good intention on Vail's part to say that they're not objecting to the stay. But at the end of the day, if these parties don't agree on a reasonable bond amount, then the resort won't be open.
She added that the city is looking for some firm commitments.
They need to say, we don't object to the stay. We agree to the stay. We agree to have Park City Mountain Resort on the hill next year. And thirdly, we actually agree to a reasonable bond amount that will allow Park City to be able to do that.
Yeah. The mayor hinted that Talisker may have some liability in leasing their ski hill property, knowing that they did not have access to the base area.
Clearly, the court ruled that PCMR started this. But also, clearly, you know, it's evident and obvious that Talisker certainly compounded the problem by splitting the resort in half and leasing half to Vail Associates, knowing that there's no way they could operate without a complete base and a complete top of the mountain.
Foster added that the city has made it very clear that it will not support the resort being split into two separate resorts.
Remember, the city council and mayor have been in discussions with both parties and the principals of both parties since roughly the May time frame. And what they have made clear to both parties is they will only accept an entire resort in a fully operational resort. They do not support the idea, number one, of a terrain park resort, so the bottom half operating independently, and number two, they do not support the upper half operating independently. Let's say, for example, if Vail were able to fly some lifts over from canyons and connect the upper terrain that way. So should either party make that proposal, you will see a very strong mayor and council oppose that.
And given all of the partnerships that Park City has had with the resort, from snowmaking to transit to annexation, the council's willing to play tough if it has to, which could impact plans for a transit center at the base. But the city, they say, would not cut the resort off from the bus route.
We were poised to do that in the RDA at the base of the mountain in the parking structure. If, you know, if the resort closes and the well-being of the community is put at risk, both parties should anticipate that they're compromising that partnership.
So no transit center?
It's just
taking it off the bus line? Is that the plan?
Actually, that's an important point. If the resort were to close, and again, I think there are reasons to be hopeful that they'll figure this out. If the resort were to close, the city council, at least to this point, has directed staff that we would want to maintain bus service to the base because there are many local businesses and important local businesses, lodging companies, retail, restaurants, that are located at the base, so we wouldn't want to cut them off. And we think that they're still viable businesses. Obviously, they will be impacted more than, say, a Main Street business, and we wouldn't want to further impact them by cutting levels of service.
That's Park City Manager Diane Foster and Mayor Jack Thomas. Foster added that the council will not hold the Woodward Camp hostage because the city has to allow the project to go through the regulatory process. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.